You're listening to the cooltocome.org podcast, reaching the nations to help the bride of Jesus get ready. Now let's listen to today's message with our hosts, Call to Come.
Dear shining and glorious bride, did you know that you are a star? We have been looking at Esther for a few days, and in our word for today, let's look again at the name of Esther. Last time, we learned how the Hebrew root of the word Esther means hidden or secret. And indeed, her true identity was kept hidden, but there is more to her name. She was brought into the Persian royal court and given the name Sitera, the Hebrew translation of which is Esther. Sitera means star, after the goddess Astar, or Astara, Ishtar, Ashtar, or Astarte. This word is also used to refer to the planet Venus. Apart from the sun and moon, the planet Venus is the brightest object in the sky, and it is also known as the morning star. The reason Venus is called the morning star is because it is often seen as a bright object rising above the horizon just before the dawn of a new day. Before the sunrise would rise the planet Venus, and therefore called the morning star. Does that sound familiar? Have we heard that name before? Who do we know that is called the bright morning star? In Revelation 22, verse 16, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star. This is the final unveiling and declaration in the Bible made by Jesus as to his nature. He said, I am the bright morning star. It's a remarkable statement that Jesus makes about himself. Within this declaration are both the promise of victory over the enemy and the promise of the new day or millennial age. Numbers 24, verse 17. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star will come out of Jacob, a scepter will rise out of Israel. Also, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 8. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the brightness or splendor of his coming. It's one more verse, Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples, but the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn. There's that expression, brightness of your dawn, the morning star. So here is the lesson that we can learn about the bride today, that she has the name of her bridegroom. Is it not custom that the bride takes the name of her husband? Yes. We shall be like Jesus, for the bridegroom will hold nothing from his bride, but share all things with her, even his name. He is brilliant, shining, and glorious, so much that he will destroy the lawless one by the brightness of his coming. So also, as the woman is the glory of the man, the bride is the glory of the bridegroom. The name we have, it's his name. And the glory that we have, it's reflected glory. It is his glory. He is the morning star, the bright morning star. and he will appear just before the dawn of a new millennial day. His first coming was introduced by a star from the east, and that was only seen by a few wise men. But on his second coming, he needs no star to go before him because he is that star, the bright morning star. Do you know what happened next after Revelation 22:16? Well, in verse 17, we find the only response that can be said after Jesus declared that he is the bright morning star. And it is the ultimate agreement between heaven and earth. And it reads, "The Spirit and the Bride say, Come. Maranatha."